Good morning. Clouds and showers are common this morning across parts of interior New York and New England. Even a little bit of sleet and some wet snow across the higher terrain, mainly over 500 to 1,000 feet and higher, with temperatures mainly in the lower to mid-30s. A warm front is heading in our direction from the south, and this will allow temperatures to reach into the lower 40s on average for daytime highs, but also keep clouds in place today with a continuation of the spotty scattered showers and perhaps some wet snowflakes across the hills and mountains. That front will continue to push our way tonight as a strengthening low pressure system lifts toward the eastern Great Lakes. Steady precipitation will move in after dark tonight, mainly in the form of a cold rain, with temperatures sliding slowly back through the 30s. The Adirondacks, the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills will see a transition to wet snow before sunrise. The cold air will continue to flow in late tonight and early on Thursday morning, and parts of these areas could pick up 1 to 3 inches of snow, primarily across the higher terrain early Thursday morning. Gradually, we'll see a transition to snow from the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley and Catskills points east into the Hudson Valley in western New England during the morning hours on Thursday as temperatures stay in the 30s. At this point, though, precipitation will be winding down and there'll be little additional accumulation in the valleys with another 1 to 3 inches across the hills and mountains. As a result, by noon on Thursday, look for as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains, and a coating up to an inch, maybe two, in the I-88 corridor, the Catskills, the Taconics, and the Berkshires. The rest of the day on Wednesday will feature strong gusty winds, which at times will exceed 30 miles per hour, and temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. The wind will begin to subside a bit overnight Thursday night, but especially during the day on Friday. It'll still be breezy and mostly cloudy with a few leftover snow showers on Friday as temperatures hold in the upper 20s and lower 30s for daytime highs. A dry, colder weekend with a mix of sun and clouds both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the upper 20s. It stays dry into Monday with mostly sunny skies as highs bounce back into the 30s before the next system arrives with a chance of snow or rain on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, low pressure over the Ohio Valley will deepen rapidly while moving into the central Appalachians today and then into southern Canada by Thursday. The storm will produce light snow over parts of the Midwest and Ohio Valley, with snow expected to develop from northeast Missouri to southern Michigan as the low intensifies. The greatest snowfall totals are currently expected across southeast Michigan, where 6 inches or greater of accumulation will be possible, and lighter amounts extending toward the central and northern parts of Illinois and Missouri. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 23 degrees with a light and variable wind. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 37 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 6 miles visibility with light rain, 36 degrees, the dew point 31, 82% relative humidity, north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with light rain in the upper 40s to around 50. Boston, cloudy with scattered showers in the mid-40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy and breezy with snow, then rain with highs in the upper 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 36. The average temperature, 42. That's 14 degrees above normal. A trace of liquid precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, 6.9 inches for the month, which is 4 inches of snow below normal for February, and 42.2 inches for the season, which is 3.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 20, the record high, 63, set in 1976, and the record low, 11 below zero, in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening 5:40 p.m., 11 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy and becoming breezy with rain and snow tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy and becoming breezy with rain tonight with lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy and becoming breezy with rain changing to snow tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Cloudy and becoming breezy with rain tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy and becoming breezy with rain tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow morning, snow in the hills and mountains changing to rain and snow showers before ending, becoming windy in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and breezy on Friday, a few snow showers, lower 30s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday, upper 20s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 30s on Monday, and a chance of snow and rain on Tuesday back into the mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.